You feel like you got anxiety, you feel like you got depression. They don't look at you like you're crazy. That's not how it should be, and that needs to change.
I was waking up in the morning, and the first thing I was doing is popping pills and smoking a joint and starting my day. My security and stuff were coming into the room at night to check my pulse. Like, people don't know how serious it got. I wanted to LA, hoping to
explore. Little did I know, I find a little. He was basically saying he got it under control.
I don't know if he really knew how serious it was.
He'd lock himself in his room, and it's because he would be withdrawing from the usage.
I just would encourage people, like, hey, if you're feeling lonely, talk about it. Reminiscing about the days you broke my heart. Say it out loud. There's a freedom in that. We come so far. Still,
you gotta give me space and let me breathe. A week before he passed, he pulled me to the side, like, we gotta start coming around. Boy, I miss how it was in the beginning, man. That shit was so much fun.
He was already checked into rehab. He was already scheduled to go.
Yeah, we already had him signed up for rehab. He already agreed to go. Need some
company. One of the last conversations we had, he said he was gonna go to rehab. I wanted to LA,
hoping to explore. I'm not the only one going through what's happening. Me talking about certain things can help somebody else through what they're going through.
Exclusive from madnayard.com.